We celebrate on this day the first Friday of this month of March, the month dedicated to Saint Joseph the Just, the most chaste and immaculate husband of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, and the most holy foster father, putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first reading from today's Mass is something that we should pay attention to. And of course, it reflects or is the source of that teaching of the Church which we have had from time immemorial. Recently, as Our Lady predicted at Garabandal, there have been fights among the bishops and cardinals because some of them are speaking heresy and others are correcting them and saying that they should be excommunicated and cast out. And these things have to do with today's lesson from the prophet Saint Ezekiel. So God says to Saint Ezekiel, "Each person shall bear the weight of his own sins." Of course, up to this time, it was always said that a person's sin would be handed down for 7 generations. Not that that is not true or valid, but our Lord is saying, no, henceforth, each person, the Father shall bear his own sins, the Son shall bear his own sins. And then, of course, he goes into a very, very important discourse for us of the nature of sin and the nature of justice, that is, of grace, of sanctifying grace. And so he says that which we already know. And on this first Saturday and first Friday of the month, we carry this doctrine into practice, because doctrine is not just something that is written in a book. It is something that must be lived. And so, according to this and according to the requests of our Lord and Our Lady at Fatima, we do that which they command. And so we go to confession. And why do we go to confession? First of all, because we have sinned. Second of all, because confession, if done the way it is supposed to be done, forgives our sins and the guilt of our sins. And so God says to Saint Ezekiel, when a person sins, if they turn aside from their sin, convert, and turn to me, their sin shall be forgiven. And of course, this is what we do in confession. Our sins are forgiven. But on the other hand, he says, and this is extremely important, because many people do not either believe it or know it or realize it in any way. If a person who is in a state of grace, usually or continuously, all of a sudden commits a mortal sin, which is what God is saying to Ezekiel, commits an injustice, breaks with the covenant of God, then that person shall be in mortal sin, that person shall die, unless, of course, he repents of his sin. And so today, as we remember, as we go to confession, those of us who are going, let us remember that when we ask forgiveness for our sins, and we, of course, have the means that God has given to us, the holy sacrament of penance, of confession, then our sins will be remitted. And then, if we usually live in the state of grace, but we commit a mortal sin, then we lose the grace. And not only do we lose the grace, as it says here too, all the good that we have done in the past is gone. It disappears. It is no more. And so it's very important to stay in the state of grace and to live in the state of grace. And if we have sinned, to turn away from sin and to turn to God. And of course, the gospel about Bethsaida Probatica, that in itself is a mystery that, as far as I know, has never really been solved. But the main thing here is that The Pharisees and scribes used this against Jesus, because to them, the relatively small law that it was the Sabbath and he should not carry his bed was more important than the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of David, had healed him, even though he had been sick for 38 years and no one was there to help him. But Jesus was. And interestingly enough, even though over and over in the Gospels our Lord tells us that sin is not, or illness and blindness or death is not necessarily, and that's the key word, necessarily, the cause of illness, whatever it may be. Nevertheless, he says here to the man who had been lame for 38 years, "Go and sin no more, lest something worse happen to thee." That seems to say quite a bit. And of course, when we live in evil, we shall receive evil. When we live in justice and grace, we shall receive graces. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.